This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Home Minister Amit Shah today said success has been achieved in curbing left-wing extremism in the last few years, and this fight has now reached a decisive phase. He chaired a review meeting on left-wing extremism in New Delhi. Chief ministers, deputy chief ministers and other concerned officials of left-wing extremism affected states also attended the meeting. In his address, the Home Minister said as a result of the government's zero-tolerance policy, the lowest level of violence and deaths has been recorded in 2022 in the last 4 decades. There has been a decline of more than 52% in left-wing extremism-related violence between 2014 and 2023 compared to the period from 2005 to 2014. Mr. Shah said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the cooperation of all the states affected by left-wing extremism, major successes have been achieved against it in 2022 and 23. He said this is the year of taking resolution to completely eliminate left-wing extremism in the next 2 years. Mr. Shah said vacuum areas have been shrinking since 2019 and 195 new camps of CAPFs have been established. He added that 44 new camps will be established in affected areas. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang has said rescue operations are underway in full swing and relief teams are making all efforts towards ensuring that the displaced families are put on the path of normalcy at the earliest. The Chief Minister also visited the disaster-affected areas today. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. Chief Minister also announced an immediate relief of 2,000 rupees each to those who are being sheltered in relief camps in the area. Meanwhile, the centre has constituted an interministerial central team to make an assessment of damages caused due to flash floods in Sikkim. The Union Home Ministry said the team will visit the affected areas of the state shortly, and based on its assessment, further additional central assistance to Sikkim will be approved. The centre also approved the release of around 45 crore rupees disaster assistance to the flood-affected state. The devastating flash flood has claimed 26 lives. The State Disaster Management Department said 142 people, including army personnel, are missing. More than 1,100 houses are severely damaged and over 2,400 people have been rescued. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has approved standards for the construction of bus bodies which shall be uniformly applicable to both original equipment manufacturers and bus body builders. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said this step will pave the way for further improvements in the quality of buses in India, with a primary focus on ensuring passenger safety during contingency. The Ministry of Electronics and IT has issued notices to social media intermediaries X, YouTube and Telegram to remove child sexual abuse material, CSAM, from their platforms in India. The notices served to these platforms emphasize the importance of prompt and permanent removal or disabling of access to any CSAM on their platforms. They also call for the implementation of proactive measures such as content moderation algorithms and reporting mechanisms to prevent the dissemination of CSAM in the future. The Election Commission today organized a briefing meeting for general police and expenditure observers in New Delhi for the assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana. Addressing the meeting, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar directed the Commission's observers to ensure a level playing field by working in a coordinated manner to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections. Around 1,180 officials attended the session. Iranian human rights activist Nargis Mohammadi has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize 2023 for her fight against the oppression of women. In Syria, the death toll has risen to 100 in a drone attack on a Syrian military college that took place in Homs province this morning. The drone attack took place during a graduation ceremony. In cricket, Pakistan defeated the Netherlands by 81 runs in their opening match of Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad, chasing a target of 287 runs set by Pakistan. The Netherlands were all out for 205 in 41 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.